trifle bare, doesn't it, Mr. Gunn? I'm Arthur Copeland.
Oh, I'm glad to know you, Mr. Copeland.
Forgive my urgency on the phone.
Oh, no problem.
That is inaccurate. There is a problem. With an excellent chance I may be arrested for murder.
Well, that brings up a few questions.
Did I do it? Assuredly not. There used to be a crossbow on that wall. My crossbow.
Really? What happened to it?
Don't be obtuse, Mr. Gunn. It was stolen, apparently, yesterday. Stolen, I'm afraid, not by just a thief, but a murderer.
Murderer?
Surely you read the newspapers.
Oh, I'll try and keep up.
A gentleman who expired yesterday in Harvard Park.
Well, he didn't exactly expire. According to the police, he was helped along the way by an arrow from a crossbow.
There's the rub, Mr. Gunn. Undoubtedly, it was my crossbow. The crossbow was the only thing that was taken. No money, nothing else.
Have you reported this to the police?
One doesn't rush to the police when the situation is rather delicate. Observe, Mr. Gunn. The Lance and Shield Club, the most exclusive key club in the city, private membership. I am extremely discriminating in regard to my clientele. I wish I could say the same about my past.
What about your past, Mr. Copeland?
Call it the errors of youth, Mr. Gunn. A little bit of beer running, a touch of protection, as it were. A number of vagaries I thought swashbuckling. The police didn't quite see it that way.
You were convicted?
There was some incarceration involved. 3 years in all. You can appreciate, Mr. Gunn, what would happen to all this if my patrons learned that I was an ex-convict.
What can I do for you, Mr. Copeland?
I wish to implore you to seek out this wanton killer, and quickly. As regards your fee, money is of no consequence. Should suspicion fall upon me, the scandal would be horrendous, completely disastrous.
Well, I'll have a look around, Mr. Copeland.
Look with alacrity, Mr. Gunn. Time is of the essence. I should not like to live again in durance vile.